Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Calls for Thanksgiving. Thanks. It is an age-old common expression, a word found in all known cultures and languages that expresses gratitude for help or assistance that has been received outside of oneself. If a person is thankful, it means he or she is grateful for something received that they did not provide for themselves. We often hear people say they are grateful or thankful for this or that. What people fail to acknowledge is not what they are thankful or grateful for, but to whom they owe this thanks or gratitude. For instance, if one says they are thankful for their health or their family, for their job or business, or any circumstance, situation, or thing, to whom are they thankful to is what people are failing to acknowledge. By not acknowledging the source of what they say they are thankful for, they are expressing in essence that no one had a role in their receiving or obtaining whatever they are expressing thankfulness for. This is regrettable because the Bible teaches to give thanks unto the Lord for everything. People are increasingly failing to acknowledge our Creator and God for the help He provides for us each day to live and survive. We are failing to acknowledge the source of all the necessities of life, the providential care God provides, the mercy He extends to undeserving and ungrateful people, and the grace He gives for those who try to amend their ways. When we recognize the help we are receiving, it should move us to extend help to others. This is part of what the Scripture tells us in the passage we examine in the sermon. Believers are called upon to help others by warning them of their undisciplined behavior, to strengthen those who are weak, and comfort those who are poor in spirit. They are called upon to help in other ways as well, by being examples of forgiveness and goodness, by not returning evil for evil and doing whatever is good. We are to be helpful by being patient with others and to never stop praying. The world in which we live is growing increasingly insensitive to the needs and concerns of others, in part because while we are grateful for many things, we fail to acknowledge to whom we should be grateful. If more of us began to recognize we didn't get to where we are alone without the help of others, especially God, our Creator, it should lead us to return that gratitude in the form of helping others. As we sit down this Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends and reflect upon what we are grateful for, if anything, then let us also reflect on who we have to thank for those things as well. Being thankful by definition acknowledges the receipt of help from something we are glad to have or receive. And if we received help, then someone helped us. Who was it, and how do we show our gratitude is the holiday and everyday question. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.